Good morning here on WWGH Talk. Today is July the 20th. 171 days have passed and there remains 185 days left in this year. Plenty of time to carry out all your plans that you have planned, that you have not been able to, you know, bring them to fruition, of course. Welcome to A Voice of a People live with Linda Sims here on WGH Talk once again. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com, which is the address on the website. You can go to that website, to the black bar, scroll to the black bar, white arrow, tap on that, and you can hear this program live at this very moment. Or you can scroll down and look under the list of talk show hosts and click on whatever their name may be, like Linda Sims, and take advantage of the many talk show programs that have been broadcast in the past. Not by name, but by date only. I know that can be unfortunate sometimes, but you can be surprised by some of the dates you click on and who may be on the air. Also, we have a free app called TuneIn that you can download free on any electronic device, cell phone, iPhones, laptops, or computers. You can download it for free. Search down to the bar which says search. Scroll down to the bar that says search. Tap on that search bar, type in WWGH. We're also live on that TuneIn app. Or you can call in during a live broadcast at any time by calling 740-383-9944. Now let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. Starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, of 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. Or you can contact them on www.logoschristianministries.com. They also have an ongoing announcement. They have free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next one will take place August the 19th of 2023, and it will be at the above mentioned address. Okay. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator of Child's Evangelism Fellowship. Known as Good News Clubs in our area local elementary and county schools, Marion area elementary and county schools. Also in all of North Union Elementary Schools, North Union County. Now, this faith-based program will start up again in October of this year. But during open house, they will be there to meet your children. Whatever elementary school or county school they may go to, the Good News Club will be there to meet them. Now, this is a faith-based program, and they will have with them information about the program and also registration forms. You will be able to fill out a registration form so that your student can attend when they start up in October. After open house, they will be located in the office of whatever school your child attends. And hopefully there will be an outstanding number, more than ever, this coming school year, of students who will be participating in the Good News Club faith-based program. which is put on by Child Evangelism Fellowship. Thank you. Now, I'd like to start my show off with a word for today. Words for today generally stick with you one way or the other. They touch your consciousness or your, what they say, unconsciousness or consciousness, but it's something that may pop up, okay? So we're going to start with see, they have pure peace on here twice. Higher thinking. Let's try that. Let's see what that's about. No, let's try this one. Think first. This was something my mother used to always tell me. Think first, girl. Think before you speak. Think before you do things. Think before you allow things to happen. You know, if you have that choice at that moment, at that time. Think first. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Whatever I do, when all is said and done, I do for or to myself. Perhaps I should think before I perform actions, because after the seed of action is sown, I have to reap the fruit. Moreover, I do not receive only one fruit for every seed sown. I often get a whole crop, good or bad, according to the action or seed. Do I need to read that again? I think I need to read it again for myself. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Whatever I do, when all is said and done, I do for or to myself. Perhaps I should think before I perform actions. Because after the seed of action is sown, I have to reap the fruit. Moreover, I do not receive only one fruit for every seed sown. I often get a whole crop, good or bad, according to the action or seed. I know all of us can relate to that thought for today. Like I said, I might not get one thing back for a seed that I have sown. I may get a whole bunch back. And I try to tell that to other people when they think, well, why didn't so-and-so do this? Why didn't they say that? Why? Well, if you were put in the same exact situation, circumstance at the same time, how would you react? And you know, believe it or not, the Bible even asks us that. How would you react if I put you there? You being the person that you are, how would you react? You may do way worse than the person that you're talking about or criticizing. You may not be able to handle it at all. And you may do way worse than they did. So let us not point fingers, but let us think before we speak. Think before we do. And maybe we can kind of, you know, have an impact on what we receive, good or bad. So let's try that. Okay? And hopefully everyone can hear me. Hopefully everyone can hear me. I should be having a call coming in from Jeff Porter. He is the author of a book called Understanding the End Times. Yes. And he's been sick, and he's been on and off the program for a minute, but he seems to be recuperating, and he wants to share some things with you today. And I'm just waiting for a call from him to come straight through to the radio here. We'll be glad to have a conversation with Jeff. Very glad. So let me make sure that everything is well with him, and he's going to be calling in. So we'll see, like right now. Hold on. Did you get the number I text you?
No, I guess I didn't.
Oh, not on your text messages?
I must
It's 740-383-9944.
Okay.
All right, call me back. All right, he messed up the number, so I had to call him again and give it to him. But, you know, there are some people like that, you know. My mother said, there are some people that you have to feed with a long-handled spoon. And, you know, when I was a little girl, I did not understand what that meant. But I do understand what that meant now. You know, you can stay further away from them instead of being closer with a small spoon. You know how close you have to be to feed a person with a small spoon. But a long-handled spoon, you can stand back some, right? That might not be the right analogy for Jeff. Jeff and I have been friends for, oh my gosh, I'd say 7 or 8 years now. And he's been a guest on our program here on WWGH1071.com before we became WGH Talk. He's just been, you know, like, almost one of the crew here. He has shared great stories and histories of him and his walk with God and, you know, going into the service and things like that. So he has been a great host. He has been a great guest, I can put it like that. Hopefully he gets the number and can call in, because I can't call him and interview him. He must call me to be interviewed. So let's pray he gets it right. If not, I can share something else with you. And it is titled Words, Words, Words. Are you tired of talking about words? I hope not, because it is a very nicely positive words about communication. Well, we will see if he can't get this right. We will try one more time. I will proceed with the show. Yeah. Well, with the things we do for the show, right?
Oh, I'm just so messed up right now. I got too many things going on.
Well, you should have told me.
Well, I want to do the show.
I know, but it's easy. It's 383-9944. You already know you got to type in 740, right?
Yeah.
So it's after that is 383-9944. All right, try it again. 383-9944. Now let's see. Well, well, well. 383-9944. Anyone who wants to know the name or the number to WGH Talk, 740-383-9944. Oh, well, here he comes. Why, hello, Jeff. How you doing?
I finally got it right.
Well, praise God. Yay. Da, 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 da. Drum roll. Da, 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 da. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, sort of.
Well, great.
Couldn't find a pen to save my life, but other than that, I'm all right.
Good thing you didn't need it to live, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Mom always said if it was a snake, it would have bit you.
Yes, 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 yes. And I think about as many times as you sit beside, you know, across from me, and I have repeated this number, and you don't even have it in your memory bank.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you got it. Well, praise God. It's so good to hear from you.
Yeah, for been a long time, hasn't it?
It seems like it, yeah. I didn't know where you were. I said, have you fallen off the face of the earth?
Well, sort of.
Things happen in our lives, don't they?
Unfortunately.
That we don't have control.
Somebody's calling. I gotta check it out.
Okay. You know how to get back to me? Hello? Well, hopefully he can get back to us after he finishes his call. But the thought for today was, what was that? Think.
Damn it.
Oh. All right. You're back?
Oh, there you are. Okay,
yes.
Good.
You're back. Okay. Do they have the car ready?
No, some other lady. I accidentally called her.
Oh, okay. Well, let's finish your program then.
All right.
All righty. So, Jeff is the author of a book called Expressions of the Last Days. He is our doomsday prophet here on WGH Talk. And how are your days going?
Oh, don't ask me that.
Okay.
So, what do you think about what's going on out there?
You have to tell me something specifically, because, you know, I'm not a news buff like I used to be, so I may have heard about some things and I may not have.
Well, we have the cocaine found in the White House. Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did.
I heard this one guy theorize. I thought he had a most interesting theory about that. He said that he thinks that the people who are controlling Biden are using that for blackmail, to keep him under control.
Oh, wow. So an evident, what I hear you say, hear them saying, is that they believed it was his cocaine?
Well, even if it was his son's, he'd still be having a lot of trouble, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder if his son there every day, like, does his son work there as well as the White House?
I don't know. What is his son doing hanging around the White House in the Capitol building?
That's what I'm saying. Was he there?
He's not elected for anything.
Maybe he wasn't there.
So, you know, admit that, like I said, it's only a theory anyways.
Right.
But, see, I talked about in my book, I talked about the book of Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
How Daniel talked about how he saw a vision of a group of people that keep the Antichrist encouraged and give him information and stuff and keep him going. And they may be the people who are in charge of Biden, because, you know, you got to just bring the United States down in order for the Antichrist system to rise up, as I've said.
Well, Biden doesn't seem to be a threat to anybody to me. I may be blind, but he doesn't seem to have that type of character. What do you think?
Well,
as far as
he's doing an awful good job of tearing it down.
You think he's tearing down the United States more than it's already been torn down?
Oh my, it's got a long ways to go yet. But got all these crises that he's spun. I don't understand the American people. They just sat there and let him get away with it.
What crisis has he spun?
Huh?
Name one of the crises that he has spun.
The open borders.
Okay. Which was already a crisis, yeah. Or was going to Or was going to end up being one anyway. Because what were you going to do with all those people?
They closed off the borders when Trump was in there.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. What was they going to do with all those people?
Well, they'd just have to go back home.
Hmm.
But anyways, that's just one thing. I mean, you know, he has... All right, so he's paying people more with unemployment. They're making more money than as if they were working. And so all the good people, this is what I was talking about. That's one of the biggest problems that he's created is that's why you're getting such bad service. Because the good people are staying home, and the people who usually don't get hired come out there and can get a job. And so they're incompetent and they're weird and some of them are not too bright. You know. And it's causing big problems out there.
Wait.
Now, if these people that are the good workers, if they were real patriots, they'd get out there and get a job and try to help us out some, but they don't seem to be doing it.
So, I guess my thought there is unemployment is only temporary. You just
That's true.
It's only temporary, you know.
Yeah.
So they can't be living off of unemployment. And I don't know who's training these young people to work. I went to Krispy Kreme Donut a couple of weeks ago and went on the inside, and they had all these young gentlemen and ladies working, I say probably all under possibly 18, maybe right at 18. They had no customer service experience at all. They didn't know where anything was, you know, and they didn't ask you what you would like. When you go inside, they usually ask you, would you like to have a warm donut right out of the oven, or would you like to have a cold one? Because, you know, Krispy Kreme is very famous for their warm donuts. And I found it very strange. They knew where nothing was. It was like it was their first day. They were just looking aimlessly. They were all in one little pile. You know, no one was putting up the napkins, which there weren't any more napkins. And I said, well, do you have any cream for the coffee? No, we don't have any cream. So luckily, I ran across the cream, which they did have. You know, so it's kind of like training. They need training, especially customer service. That's how you keep your customers.
Well, inflation is so bad, too, and these stores are hiring incompetent people so they don't have to pay them as much.
I tell you what, Kroger's, everything you put your hands on is $5.
Huh?
Kroger's, the grocery store, everything you put your hands on to buy is $5. At least.
Need $5 extra?
No. A loaf of bread, $4.99. Is that $5? Can you hear me? Jeff. Hello? 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 I don't know what happened to you. Can you hear me? Jeff, you must have hit a button. Maybe you put me on mute.
I must have.
Oh, there you go. There you go. But I went to get
Are you back?
Yes, I'm back. Can you hear
me? Oh, good. Yeah, but the volume just isn't what it should be, but that's okay. I'll live with it for the moment.
Wow, you're loud and clear.
Huh.
But as I was saying, picked up a loaf of bread, $4.99 at Kroger's. $5.
Yeah, and you know, everything is screwy. You know, it's not what it should be. And I remember I was telling a friend of mine, I went to Taco Bell one night, and they had all the lights turned off, but they were open. But it was like the kids turned off the signs and everything so they wouldn't have as much traffic in there. You know, but you're not supposed to cut back on the amount of customers that come in there.
What does the Bible say about, in the end times, about people working all day for just a little bit of money to buy bread? Does the Bible speak about that?
Yeah, no, I hadn't thought about that, but that's true, isn't it?
Yes. All these things we are experiencing is in the Word of God.
Yeah, 2 Timothy chapter 3, that big long list of how people would be.
Yes. And the conditions of the world and the weather and everything is going to be all out of sorts.
All those fires all the time out west and all that heat.
So as you and I were talking yesterday, the weather continues to play a significant part in the end times.
Oh, yeah. It's a warning right now.
And no man can stop it.
Well, no, how are you going to stop the weather? Can't stop the weather.
No, you cannot stop the weather.
And for the life of me, I can't understand why the American people would vote for a guy like Biden. I just don't get it. But maybe they're a lot like him.
Well, you know, when people get tired of the other, they want something else. They just don't know what they're going to get.
Yeah, that's true, but he ain't going to win the next election. Ain't no way.
And maybe not. But who is? And what's going to come behind them? We don't know.
I don't know, but I think Biden is the worst president we've ever had.
Well,
I don't see that. He certainly hasn't helped. The economy's in shambles, just about. And everybody's complaining about the bad service out there.
Oh, yeah. He has nothing to do with that.
It's like, well, yes, he does.
How's that?
Because, like I said, they're hiring anybody because they can't get the good people to come out and go to work.
That's what I'm saying. How can
they hire just anybody?
How can he make the people who are in the hiring business the hiring the right person? He has nothing to do with that.
They can't find any good person.
But I'm saying the president doesn't have anything to do with that.
Well, he does.
How? I'm missing it.
Because he has made it easy to stay home. With how much he's paying them.
Like you said, unemployment is temporary. No one is living on unemployment.
I think he keeps giving them extensions.
And and that's state ruled, not presidential. You can't get unemployment forever. A lot of people can't even get it for a straight year. It's only like 5 months.
Well, also, you've got these kids, and their attitudes.
He can't control that.
Oh. Horrible, horrible attitudes, man.
Yeah. And you can't blame him for that.
Well, that's been coming on for a long time, but I blame him for the economy being in such bad shape. It was in good shape when Trump was there.
For the moment, we don't know what would have happened to that either, if he had stayed. I mean, we don't know. All we can do is speculate.
Well, he's told a lot of lies. And
Okay, go ahead.
What is this memory problem he's got?
Well, how old is he?
He's like up in his late 80s, isn't he?
No, not that old, but I know he's in his 80s. I mean, I have a slight memory problem myself. I don't know about you.
Yeah, so do I. But I'm not even quite 70 yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So,
but,
hey.
I mean, you know, we're talking about a guy, the guy that has his finger on the button. You know, we need somebody in there that's ready to take charge if he has to, you know?
Well, I put it like this. Putting your hand on the button. So, what do you want him to do? Attack other countries, or if the, you're saying if the situation presents itself, you want him to be ready to do that, and he may be ready
right.
to do that. We don't know, but you know that's a.
So
that's,
I say that this confusion, the inflation, the open borders, all of this stuff that he keeps doing. Is on purpose. Because he is purposely trying to destroy America. And he'll get there, too, if he keeps going. He'll get there.
I think we give one man too much credit.
No. Well, it's not just one man. It's his whole agenda. He's got a bunch of people on his side. There are some that have left his posts, left their posts and gotten away from him, but and the vice president, what's her problem?
I don't know. I like I said, I'm not really on that. I'm sorry, I can't even talk about her or her agenda, anything that she has said. I really haven't followed her at all. And being an African American woman, I should
have. Well, she doesn't know anything, Linda. She doesn't know anything about our situation. She doesn't know. I know more than she does, and I'm not even political.
That's kind of hard to believe.
Well, she is. She's not very informed.
That is very hard to believe, but I don't know. I don't know. I would think everyone on Capitol Hill knows what's going on, or should.
Well, they don't. Believe me, they can be embarrass themselves.
Okay, so what I hear you saying, the door is wide open for the Antichrist to come with all his solutions, right?
Right.
To the problem.
Exactly.
So that could be a very not good thing.
Right, but, you know, end times have all been predicted. We know it's going to happen. Kind of disgusting to have to go through it, but it's coming virtually here, really.
And he will say he has all the answers, but the answers he's going to have is going to be doom. So are you going to be willing to follow him because he has the answers?
Who?
Antichrist.
Who's going to be willing to follow him?
I said, will you be willing to follow him? Because he comes with all the answers. He can fix the border control situation. He can fix inflation.
I don't think so.
He can fix confusion that's going on. Be careful. That's what I'm saying. Be careful. Everyone's looking for an answer. But you know, Jeff.
I'm just stating the facts about Biden. I believe he's doing all this stuff on purpose.
I don't think he's doing it on purpose. I think he's possibly doing what he called himself doing as president. Maybe he thinks he's making a difference or helping the situation. I would not want to think that any man who has set up in the White House was just up there to make things worse for our country. I would not want to think that of anyone up there.
But this is the last days, though.
I know it's the last days. And what does the Bible say? Men will get worse and worse.
Yeah, evil men will wax worse and worse.
Yeah, and the conditions of the world is going to be what?
Bad.
Bad. They're not going to get better.
Bad.
And see, that's where even you, as being an end times prophet, or studier, you know these things. They're not going to get better.
Nope, they're not. Well, they'll get worse and worse, and then the Antichrist will take over the world for 3.5 years, and then Armageddon will occur, and Jesus will come back and stop the Battle of Armageddon. That'll be the end of all of it.
That's who we're begging to come back, Jesus, because another man will not be the answer. Not the answer we
That's
want.
Right.
Not the answer we're looking for, the answer we want. And so
right
now in these end times, we're asking God to give us patience, you know, give us wisdom, give us, you know, staying power, temperance, you know, because that man is coming.
You know, how come it took Biden so long to shoot down that balloon?
I don't know what took him so long to shoot it down. I'm sure he has advisors around him. You have to understand, no president acts alone. You know that.
Yeah.
He has advisors all the time.
But he could, you know, he could step in and say, okay, that's it, no more balloons.
And he may have. Maybe that's when it came down. You know, there's so many things and so many people on this earth besides the United States. And you don't know exactly what is what until you kind of look into it. So what is this and why is this, you know? I guess he could have shot it down immediately. But still, I hear there was some, China was upset about it when it did come down. Did you hear that?
Well, China shouldn't have been launching no balloon over the U.S. then either.
And it's sort of like
it shouldn't have been in our airspace.
Should not have been, and there were more than one, right?
Well, supposedly
they shot down a total of three.
I think they were just testing us, testing our resolve.
And China was very upset about that.
Oh well, who cares?
Yeah. So. For every action, there is a reaction.
Oh, they just like to mess with us, see how far they can push things.
Well, you know, because like you said, Ukraine. You mentioned Ukraine. We got a few more minutes left. What do you want to say about that?
Oh, the Ukraine. Well, they've been wanting to become a member of NATO. And Biden says no because he's afraid that they'll provoke Putin to push the button. And I don't think that's the case. I really don't. I don't think Putin or any one of those dictators that are in the Kremlin, I don't think they want to die any more than anyone else. So just because somebody didn't follow their suggestions and their, you know, threats, he's going to, you know, attack us. I don't think so.
Well, I don't know, but we're already in war with Russia.
Yeah,
through Ukraine. This is a war between the United States and Russia. It is. And you have to be wise about what you do.
I think the United States might as well just go in there full power and push the Russians out.
That may happen one day. I don't know how long
it
may take.
I'd like to see it.
But they also have China on their side. Because see, look, what I'm saying is, and I know you know this, for every action, there is a reaction.
Yeah, but China don't want war. They don't want war with the U.S. They just want to mess with us.
Okay, aren't they allies with Russia?
Well, they're allies as long as they agree with each other.
Right.
You know, they quite often, they said something about, I mean, you know, some, I think Russia is wanting China to intervene in Ukraine, and China said no.
Well, that's good.
We're
going to
get involved in the Ukraine.
Well, that's good.
So the only reason that Russia attacked the Ukraine is because they wanted the old Russia back, you know, where they get control of Europe and all that.
Yes.
And they're not going to get it. And now, you know, it'd be impossible now. They've done lost the war.
But, you know, there are a lot of Americans sympathetic to Russia.
Well, you'll always have that.
And they say, well, why don't we leave Russia alone? Why don't we just get out of that war? Stop fueling
because
it.
We're allies with the people of Ukraine, and
but I thought they
it's
were
a free
not...
democratic country, and we don't see any reason why Russia should be able to go in there and just wipe them out.
Yeah, I thought they were not aligned with NATO.
Well, they're not officially members, no. But NATO's been helping Ukrainian cause. So I'm glad to see that, though. No way could the Ukraine fight the Russians by themselves.
True. So true. They know that. And so doesn't Russia.
Even though the Russians, I had no idea the Russians were so weak.
Well, they probably didn't understand that they would have to, the United States would be in the middle of it either. They may have came a different way. You know what I'm saying?
He's probably hoping the U.S. wouldn't get involved.
I'm sure. This makes this another long, drawn-out war.
Well, at least our troops aren't involved so far.
As we know, not.
Just our equipment.
Okay, so another president comes in. You think he's going to pull him out? Well, you know what, Jeff? We are out of time. You think you're going to be able to do another hour by calling
back? Okay.
You want to call back?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, you can call back at 10:15. I'm sorry, 11:15.
Okay.
All right.
See if we get a better connection here.
All right.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Well, at the height of, you know, sealing things and everything, the height of two times is a big story. This... We had been into